I just broke down and I couldn't take it. It was like, to me, it was just not fair, you know, that I couldn't continue my education because I didn't have a social security number.
And when President Obama introduced the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, what impact did that have on your life?
Oh, man, it was the best news ever. I couldn't believe it, for one. I was so grateful. To this day, you know, it's been a blessing. It's, you know, just to have the opportunity to prove myself that, you know, I am a good person. I can contribute to this community. I can contribute to the country. As opposed to, you know, what people hear and think of undocumented folks. As soon as I was able to get a driver's license, I was there that day. As soon as I was, before they even opened the DMV, I was already in line. And I remember when I got my Social Security card in the mail, that was the best news. That was like the happiest day one of the happiest days of my life.
And what has life been like for all of you since President Trump announced that he was going to repeal the DACA program?
It has been very emotional, more than anything, which is why I you know, I'm trying to take a stand and stand up for my friends, my family. I feel like we're being pushed back into the shadows, and that's just not fair. You know, it's hard enough to talk about it. Because people don't understand, you know, a lot of people don't know, the details. They don't know the process. So, you know, they hear things and that's what they believe. So, when DACA was repealed in September, it was one of the most emotional days after Election Day. I remember Election Day or Election Night, I cried myself to sleep. And, because I knew, you know, that our future was at stake, everything that so many people have worked so hard to get us, you know, DACA, it's gone just like that. And I don't think it's fair to let the hard work and the hard hours and all the emotions and all the love that has been put into helping undocumented folks, you know, in a way be documented in this country. And I don't think it's fair to let all that go to waste. So that's why we're planning on this action today.
Well, I know that you are part of this action that's happening this morning. I think it's at 10:30 at Senator Michael Bennett's Denver office. Why Senator Bennett? Why target him when the Democrats have typically been supportive of this program? And I know there has been a lot of activity and action targeting Senator Gardner. So why Senator Bennett's office this morning?
So, you know, Senator Bennett has always supported my community. He's always, you know, he's a sponsor of the Dream Act. Last week, I've been trying to get a meeting with him so I could, you know, personally, you know, tell him how this impacts me in my life and why I think it's important that he withholds his vote on the budget bill. So this coming up December, there is the budget bill vote. And there have been a number of Democrats who have come out and said they were willing to withhold their vote until a clean DREAM Act is assessed or addressed. So this is what I was asking of Senator Bennett. Unfortunately, he was not in the state, so he was unable to meet with me. And so he, a few friends of myself, and we met with his staff. And they were pretty clear that, you know, he is not willing to withhold his vote and he will not change his mind. And as you can imagine, you know, that's another load of news that kind of just breaks my heart a little bit more. But also it's a little confusing because if he's always, you know, been behind us on this and he's always been, you know, willing to help, why is he not doing it now? Why is he not willing to withhold his vote on this budget bill? So that's my question. I just want an answer. Why? You know, if he's afraid that there are other communities that will be hurt, you know, my community has been hurting from the beginning. And I thought he was on our side. I thought he understood that because he was always so supportive. He was always public about it until now.